Dear brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to welcome Father Daniel Pecci. He is a monk of Conception Abbey. He's a Benedictine monk, and we welcome him as he can celebrate this Holy Mass with me. We also want to welcome the Benedictine Oblates. An Oblate is a lay person who lives the spirituality of Saint Benedict and follows the rule of Saint Benedict in their daily life. And so Father Daniel is here to give them a conference after Mass. And so we welcome both Father Daniel and also the Benedictine Oblates to Christ the King. It's a joy to have you with us this morning. Friends, our gospel today, it recounts the great story of the wedding feast at Cana, which is a story that we're all familiar with, and it's the place where Jesus performs his first public miracle. And it's very significant. It's most significant that the first miracle of Jesus takes place at a wedding feast because it points to the beauty and the goodness of marriage. Jesus has chosen to attend this wedding, to be with this bride and with this groom, as he performs this great miracle for them of changing water into wine. But it also points to the fact of the importance of marriage and family, of why Jesus chose to perform his first miracle here. Because now, marriage and family life is a place where Jesus can be found, right? It's a place where Jesus lives, in the sacrament of marriage and in the home of a family. And so it's very important that he celebrates his, or that he offers his first miracle there in Cana. But I want to draw your attention this morning to a short phrase that's very easy to miss in today's gospel. And that is, the wine ran short. The wine ran short. We can imagine the helplessness of this newly married bride and groom. It's the most important day of their lives, right, after their baptism. They're celebrating their wedding day. They're celebrating their wedding day with their family, with their friends. And the most important element of this celebration, the wine runs short. They run out. Imagine the helplessness or the panic that a bride and groom would experience on their wedding day, that this most important element runs out. Friends, we too have experienced something like this. Not necessarily running out of, you know, drinks at a wedding, but we have experienced in some area of our life that we have been short of something, that we have lacked something that we thought that we needed. There are many moments in our life when we feel inadequate, when we think that, you know, I don't really know if I have the gifts that I need. I don't really know if I have what it takes to do what must be done. Many times in life we feel that, you know, this inadequacy, that I need something that I lack. But look what this couple does, look what Jesus does for this couple. Jesus loves them. He recognizes their need, and he provides for them. And brothers and sisters, look what Jesus does for us. Even though many times we don't feel it, Jesus loves us personally, recognizes our needs, and he provides for us. You know, sometimes I think that we don't hear that often enough, right? When we are lacking, when we find ourselves in need, when we find ourselves struggling, that Jesus loves us personally, recognizes our need, and provides for us. I can think of, this is a little example. When I was in high school, I visited with a priest, and I told him, I said, I can never be a priest. I had a tremendous fear of public speaking. Like, I was scared to death to speak in front of, and this is something I have to do every day of my life now, right? So, but he told me, this priest told me, he said, you know what? He said, that's okay. He said, because whatever you lack, he said, God is going to take care of the rest. God's going to fill you up where you are, where you run short, right? Just as in the gospel today. God will provide, he said. And God provides for us. He is provident. God provides. Just think of the example when a couple welcomes the life of a new baby, right? And no, I mean, they may not know, how am I going to care and love for this baby and provide for this baby? But imagine, God's not going to bless a family with a child and not also provide for them, giving them the means to care and to love for that and love for that child. Think of the many times when we need to make difficult decisions. God provides for us when we ask him, Lord, give me, illumine my mind. Give me guidance, give me direction, give me the light of your Holy Spirit. God provides. And when we feel broken or when we feel lost, when we find ourselves in need of healing, something that we can't give ourselves, that can only come from God, God is the one that provides that healing, that reconciliation that we long for. So, brothers and sisters, it's important for us to remember. Just as Jesus, notice what he does to the couple in the gospel. Let's go back to Cana. Look, he doesn't say, sorry, oh my gosh, you know, okay, well, go ahead and you know, divvy up the leftovers and just get through the party. No, God doesn't leave them hanging. God does not leave them hanging, nor does he leave us hanging. And so especially in those moments in our lives, especially in those difficult moments, God does not abandon us. God does not abandon us. It's in those moments that we maybe feel that God is farthest away from us. It's in those moments that he's closest to us. He never abandons us, no matter what. Whenever we pray the Our Father, you know, the Our Father, it's actually the most perfect prayer, because the Our Father, you can actually, it's kind of a summary of all the prayers, all of our prayers and intentions that we can bring to God. But if we go to the Our Father and we look at that phrase, give us this day our daily bread, right? Give us this day our daily bread. We're asking the Lord, Lord, give me today. Give me today the bread that I need to survive. Basically, give me everything that I need. Because, Lord, I trust you. I trust that you love me, that you recognize what I need, and that you provide. Give me this day my daily bread. And most especially, this daily bread is the most holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. This is the bread of life, the bread of angels that we need most every day. Last but not least, look at the role of Mary. Look at the role of Our Lady in today's gospel. It's Mary. What does she do? Mary's the one who brings this reality that they had run out of wine. She's the one that brings it to the attention of the Lord. Mary also recognizes, because she's a loving mother, she's a provident mother, She recognizes that this couple is in great need, and so she brings that intention and she presents it to her son. And she does the same with us because she's a loving mother. These words in the gospel, do whatever he tells you. These are the last words that Mary speaks in Scripture. They're the last words that she speaks in Scripture. And it's very fitting that these are the last words that she speaks. Because notice what Mary's role is. Mary's role, what does she do for the couple? She brings their intention to the Lord. She says, son, this is your job. You take care of this. And then what does she do? She gets out of the way. Mary's whole role in our lives and our spiritual lives, what does she do? She points us to her son. She says, he will take care of you. He will provide for you. Do whatever he tells you. And she does the same with us. She is the one that points us to Jesus and says to each one, he's the one that loves you personally. He's the one that recognizes your need. And he's the one that provides for you to fill you up in everything that you lack. May it be so. Amen.